First of all, welcome to the show. It's always good to have you on the show. I wore my Arkansas State shirt the other day, and I got a new one, and I'm going to get some new Henderson Reddy swag today, too. So we're down here with the Reddies and Cale Gober. But this is, and I know a coach won't say this, but you're really in a win-win situation here because you're going out and you're playing a powerhouse, a complete powerhouse, a top five over the past 5 years powerhouse. They're expected to beat you by 35.5 points. So it's really a win-win deal for you because if you go out there and you spook them and you keep them to, for God's sakes, and I have done this before. I have gone out on the first game and picked an unbelievable
ASU
upset.
ASU beat A&M a few years
ASU
ago.
ASU beat A&M. So you play your cards right, I might pick you.
You're talking about one of the teams to have a chance to win the national championship, and they're very good. But here's the deal with us. I mean, we have high expectations, and it's on national TV, so we need to play well. I mean, for recruiting, for our program, the first game and all that, but it's going to be a huge challenge. I mean, they're great on offense, defense, and special teams.
I was going to ask Gus, you know, your philosophy is to be a fast-paced offense, which can sometimes, if you're not successful, lend itself to turning the ball over to the opponent. And Oregon is a team you really don't want to try to give too many touches to. So will your philosophy be the same and just hope you keep moving the chains, or will you maybe focus a little bit more on run, or what's your strategy?
Yeah, because I was looking at their average time of possession. It's like 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have the same philosophy. I mean, that we think that's an advantage playing fast. At the same time, you never know how the game unfolds. And obviously, we've got to give our guys the best chance of being successful. And if our defense is on the field, then we need to slow it down a little bit, whether it's change your pace or whatever. But, you know, we're going into this game with the plan of playing fast and being successful doing it.
Do you approach the team with the attitude of, hey, look, this is where you guys can shine. You can play loosey-goosey. Nobody's expecting us to do nothing. Just go out and have fun and try to score some points. Or do you take the other angle and, you know, browbeat them and use that approach?
Well, I mean, we're going there with the mindset of being successful, and I think that's the only approach you can take. And we're trying, you know, there's a lot of question marks about our guys. We've got a bunch of young, inexperienced guys, and you know, so we're going to learn a whole lot about them, but we're going in there with a plan to be successful, and we're sticking to that.
Well, the first couple of games can be a huge, huge boost for you, particularly if you were to keep them close or, for God's sakes, win one of them. No matter win or lose, this is going to be a good springboard for you into the rest of the season.
Well, it's going to give us good information about our guys. And, you know, as a new team, it usually takes, you know, 3 to 4 games to you really gather all the information about your team so you can really get a plan going forward for the conference season and all that. But there's a lot of question marks. I'm excited to watch our guys play and see how they react.
Well, we're down here at Henderson State, which you know well. We have Cale Gober here. Would you like to say good morning?
Yeah, they would. Henderson's pretty special to me.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I did not know that this guy was a punter, and he once punted, I did my homework, Coach, 64-yard punt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, Gus, that's impressive.
Hey, I punted out of necessity. I don't think we had anybody else. You know, I went there playing wide receiver and just ended up doing both. But
I did want to ask, you know, Gus was a walk-on at Arkansas with me, and I was, you know, obviously you chose to leave. What made you decide to come to Henderson State from Fayetteville?
You know, Sporty Carpenter was the only coach that offered me a scholarship coming out of high school. And I chose to walk on a university, and obviously I wasn't good enough to play. But it took me about 2 years to figure that out, and ended up going to Henderson State, and really should have made that call, you know, coming out of high school.
Listen, some of the great coaches that have come, you mentioned Sporty Carpenter, you mentioned Kevin Kelly.
Jeff Williams, Scooter Register.
Yeah, Scooter Register. Yeah, that's a pretty salty group of coaches.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's some big time coaches that have come out of Henderson State. They do a great job with you know, developing coaches and that program. And, you know, J.B. Grimes that's here on my staff, you know, he's a Henderson guy.
Oh, he's on there too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He was inducted to our Hall of Honor last year.
What a great, of course, and that's, you're going to be inducted into the Henderson Hall of Honor in October, Coach. And is that the first Hall of Fame sort of or Hall of Honor you've been inducted to yet at this point, Gus?
Yes, it sure is. And I tell you what, I'm very honored. I mean, that's a special deal. And, you know, Henderson's got a special place in my heart. And to have a chance to go back and be honored with something like that, I feel very blessed.
Roger here. He's the only thing he's sort of irritated that Henderson State is a non-smoking campus, Gus. And
it's 2012.
Hey, tell him to chew some gum, give some double bubbles.
Tell him to chew some gum. A couple of things that we'll let you go real quick, Coach. I personally, every time we talk with you, you have come so far, and that's not what you were hired or fired to do, but your people skills have improved incredibly. They really have. I mean,
not that his people skills were bad.
He was just all football.
He's Mr. I had my guard up with you, man. You had a reputation, so I had
that's
to have my
exactly.
Gus,
that's right.
I can't believe that I have almost. I wear an Arkansas State shirt to work, and you pulled that on me.
He didn't know.
You won me over, man.
Do not be afraid of this toothless old man. I'm the toothless tiger. And secondly, when I read your bio last week in the newspaper, your secrets, your love of 80s music, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the 80s, so, you know, from time to time I'll turn it to the 80s channel and just relax a little bit.
Does it matter where the Duran Duran song is when you hear it? Would you stop like that?
No, not really. Duran Duran, Cars, all that. Yeah.
Just stop right there.
All right, next time he's up, we're going to have him play Beat the Bad.
Exactly. I do want to ask you real quick. I know tonight, Channel 7 has never done this. Channel 7 has a special tonight on Arkansas State, 7 o'clock.
Big.
And apparently it's about Gus and about your assistant coaches and Christy. And I think Kinsey is also featured. For those who don't know, tell us about your daughters and where they're at and how old they are.
Yeah, Kinsey is a sophomore here at Arkansas State. She came with me. She's really, this college football has been very tough on her, moving from school to school, and really for the first time. She's happy and just having a great experience here. My oldest daughter, Kylie, she is 11 hours away from graduating at Auburn, so she'll graduate in December. She's on the same plan I was, that 5.5-year plan, but we're excited that she's ready to graduate. Both the girls are doing great.
Well, there you go.
Well, I think you can make it scarier for those guys than they're anticipating. I think they're going to overlook you a little bit, and I know you're a good coach, and you'll have your team ready, and good luck against the Ducks.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach, Coach, before you leave, one thing. I got people asking me, with all the signs and pictures and everything that you use on the sideline, any truth that you may be using a picture of David Basil to call some play?
That could happen in the future sometime this year, you know, but that'd have to be a touchdown, wouldn't it, David?
Yeah, I don't know what that would be. Puka shells or a surfboard or
Onski.
Oski. Oh, my Lord.
Oski.
Coach, Gus, I was trying to teach football 101 to the ladies, and I just told them about Oski and why Oski was used for the term, because you have a mouthpiece in. And so, Roger, now, he likes dropping the Oski term.
I like using that for anything. I use it at the grocery store.
Well, good luck, Gus.
Good luck, Gus.
Okay,
good luck,
yeah.
Coach.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Good guy, Gus.
Good guy. I just hope.